And today is no exception, I should say. And what you can look forward to towards the second half is my part three of my interview with Eamon McGrath. Eamon McGrath, the great rock and roll artist, formerly of Edmonton, currently now relocated to Toronto. And I caught up with him a week or so back and had a really good sit-down chat with him and interview about his current album that he's recording in Vancouver, and just a little bit about his interest in Australian music as well. So we'll get to part three of that interview towards the end of the show. But to start with, I wanted to play for you. Here's a band I just came across by freak chance. I can't remember how I discovered them, but a couple of weeks back, the Johnnies. They're a bit of a missing link, I guess, in Australian underground music history. The Johnnies were an interesting, I guess they were known as a cowpunk band. They were kind of a rock and roll party band that had a sort of a country music flavour. Formed in Sydney in 1982, and they were around between 82 and 89, and they combined the country and punk musical styles. And Spencer P. Jones was one of the members. And Spencer P. Jones, of course, a luminary on the scene and guitarist with The Beast of Bourbon. And rock music historian Ian McFarlane said that despite being one of the most popular bands on the pub rock circuit, the Johnnies never crossed over into the Premier League. That's sort of probably a little bit like, say, The Replacements, I think, you know, from Minneapolis, that band of, I guess, drunken misfits who wrote music of pure genius, but never really made it into the mainstream. So the Johnnies, I guess, well, maybe somewhat forgotten, but I'm going to play for you a few of their songs, actually, now. So this is the Johnnies. Yeah.
Job. They took on a fist of God, stealing the tribal gold away down in Mexico.
Got 10 9.
Well, there you have it. That's the Johnnies, a great, I guess you'd call them a cowpunk band. That's how they were described, at least they're on a Wikipedia there. They're a band, bit of a, like I said, a missing link in the underground music scene. Spencer P. Jones, the guitarist, went on to be guitarist from the seminal band The Beast of Bourbon, with Tex Perkins on vocals. So there's some really fun music there. They were quite a party band, I've read. And someone here on YouTube actually posted something. He said, how many times did I see the boys either fall off stage or just collapse without missing a chord? I remember seeing them at the Trade Union Club. Spencer fell off stage right on his back and stayed there for the next two songs. He only got up because someone offered him a new drink. They deserve all the kudos people give them. You took them on face value and had a blast doing it. That's someone who would have seen them back in their heyday in the 80s, but apparently, like a lot of bands, have reformed. Apparently, they're playing around as we speak somewhere in Australia in some pubs, bringing some good times to the people. So that was three tracks from the Johnnies there, who were mainly around from 82 to 89. So this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show. If you're tuning in for the first time, I play, always start off with a few older tracks, and sometimes I feature one band like that, the Johnnies, and then we get into some new music from Australia, and of course Canadian music, because I'm really excited about exploring the music of this country, and I'll be back right after this.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
So Chris Horrific is on at 1 o'clock, and between myself and Chris is Alternative Radio, which is always an awesome thing to hear straight after the Australian music show. Now we're going to play some new music. Beth and Ben, I featured a couple of their tracks last week, and the week previous, and I'm going to play another couple of tracks from them. So they're a duo out of Canberra, the capital city, and they've been playing around for not too long, but they've got a, we played for you Little Lady, a really fantastic track a couple of weeks back, and that song's actually been picked up by the National Youth Radio Network, Triple J, in Australia. There's a competition that they call Unearth, where they basically travel around the country looking for talent and giving them opportunities to be featured on national radio if they fit the bill. And Beth and Ben have scored quite highly on the Roots chart of the Unearth competition. That's pretty exciting. And I'd like to play for you a couple more of their tracks. This one's called Two Simple Chords. So this is Beth and Ben. They're an upbeat rock, jazz, reggae duo, I guess you'd call them. But let's have a listen to this. This is Two Simple Chords by Beth and Ben from Canberra.
Two simple chords is all I need. Simple chords used to bring the bee to the honey. And through half the seasons, though my sweetness went sour, it's that time of year again, fresh for new beginnings. That time of year again, for a simple living. And two simple chords just say it all. always break your fall. Although others seem to end a year to resting, they just don't got that soul, that magnetic resolve. No, they don't got that soul, make two halves into a whole. No, they don't hold. Two simple chords is all it takes to make the hairs on my neck stand straight or the discs in my spine shake. Oh, and four bars of music can speak to your bones. You don't forget how it goes, no matter how far you roam. You won't forget that tone. Two simple chords is all I hate. Develop them to the point that I'm back where I began. Though I find myself right back at the start, right back at the start, could be the key to your heart. Right back to the start. Simple chords, so you and me, you see, on the cutting room floor, 'cause it's just too easy. But we end that love song lacks the essence of love. They'll find my hand, they will place it in yours, and they will marvel for hours. It's just too simple chords.
Simple chords.
Two simple chords. Don't seem to make me bored. Oh, no, no, no. Two simple chords. They ain't never gonna make me bored.
Never gonna make me.
No. Oh, no.
Two simple chords.
Shady hanging everywhere. Tell me, darling, this is less than all that I can bear. Oh, yeah. Stuck in stone, this market's postponing action. A word may sound absurd, but this burden unseen, unknown and obscene. Well, it seems to be enveloping me. Please believe I can't perceive the place of the part and where it all started. All the time, the way back when, before the crowds of girls and men. So if not, then why, my friend, explain this place, this origin of this pain. This loss of losing something that I never had. This loss of knowing how to tell the good from bad, and how to swing this way or that, and how to bring this feeling back. Yeah, the numb it drives.
slip through my veins. So tell me, please, my friend, explain why this rhyme and the rhythm is lost on me, why this timeless prison sets you free, but meanwhile keeps me locked inside of the past, the present, the pain and the problem. Oh no, oh no, no way am I gonna let these blues wash me away. Gonna stick it to them proper every night and day. If they get me for a while, she'll become what may. Cause oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. A darling, this is less and more than I can bear. Though the grey and dark and shady hanging everywhere. Tell you, darling, this is less and more than I can bear. Oh yeah. It's here among these words, this voice inside can now be heard. You scream and shout and let it all out. Yeah, turn this scout into a pound. Till then, just ride it out, my friend. Yeah, you'll be right, you're on the mend. No time at all, you're right as rain. Don't fall till sure you rise again. Oh no, oh no, no way. Am I gonna let these blues wash me away? Gonna stick it to a papa every night and day. Forgive me for a while, sugar, come on, me. Cause oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Darling, this is less and more than I can bear. Though the grey and dark and shady hanging everywhere. Tell me, darling, this is less and more than I can bear. Cause oh no, no, no way am I gonna let these blues wash me away. Gonna stick it to a proper every night and day. If you're getting me for a while, sugar, come on, man. Cause oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Darling, this is less and more than I can bear. No, the gray and dark and shady hanging everywhere. I tell you, darling, this is less than more than I can bear.
We'll be right back. going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
We like Biltmore, yeah, we like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here today from 11 till midday, broadcast every week. And I'm getting towards the second half of the show, which means it's time for Canadian music. But to let you know what we just played there, that was Violet Soho, a recommendation from Eamon McGrath when I recorded an interview with him. We chatted a little bit about Australian music that he likes, and he mentioned Violent Soho, a band that he encountered somewhere in eastern Canada, and he said they're a really great bunch of guys. Eamon played some shows with them, and they've relocated to somewhere on the eastern seaboard there in the US, as occasionally some bands from Australia do. They'll relocate to give it a shot in the States because the market is just so much bigger. Australian bands have typically struggled to, just per capita, Australia just doesn't have the population to be able to support a lot of artists financially. So, it makes a lot of sense to travel and play Europe. And Violent Soho trying the United States as we speak. So they're from Brisbane in Queensland. And before that was two songs from Beth and Ben, a great duo from Canberra. Really fantastic songs there, and they're just starting to move out from Canberra and play some shows in other states in Australia and get some airplay on the National Youth Broadcasting Network, Triple J. So that's really exciting for Beth and Ben. Ben Drysdale, of course, has been over here on the show playing live. He's got connections to Vancouver, so earlier this year he was in the studio. And for any new listeners, actually, if you want to listen to any old shows, the podcast is up every week for this show. And the easiest way to find it, well, you can find it through the CITR website, but also if you go to Google and type Oz Stranded into Google, OzStranded, you'll come up with my blog for the show with the playlist that I play, the podcast, and also I put a video up there each week of one of the songs that I play, just for historical purposes, I suppose. Okay, so let's get that Violent Soho will get us in the mood for some Eamon McGrath, because it's time now for the last part of my interview that I recorded with him. So I'm going to play you a track, first of all, from Eamon's latest album, Peacemaker. Let's play track 2, Cold Alberta Nights, and then we'll get on to the interview. So this is Eamon McGrath. Oh, it looks like that CD is not actually working. So what I'm going to do is take it out and put it in the other player. So just bear with me. So Eamon, of course, is from Edmonton. So this song, Cold Alberta Nights, is definitely something that he can relate to a lot. I lived up there for a little bit too. That's actually where this show was started, at CJSR, that wonderful station there on the University of Alberta campus, and that's where I first met Eamon, and I had him on the show up there a couple of years ago. And anyway, let's try now. This is the other CD player, so Eamon McGrath.
But only when that train stopped.
quickly now. And all the days start to crawl.
Then digging deeper, I mean, your own personal influences outside of that you know, Australian cultural milieu. I know Tom Waits and...
Yeah, of course. A lot of that. I mean, yeah, like, and just, you know, Neil Young or the songwriters that, you know, are focused on sort of, yeah, like just sort of writing about their own kind of like reactions to personal experiences, and but doing it in such a way that makes them kind of like universal to everybody, and describing them in a way that makes it sort of like it's obscure and vague enough to be kind of applicable to anyone's life. And I think that's what their appeal is that they write about things that everyone kind of knows about, but they do it in a way that is only, you know, like that's, they're only writing from their own perspective. So it's a really deeply personal but unanimous kind of style, I think, you know.
That's it. And if listeners listen to the new album and the 13 songs collection, you'll hear that Eamon's sort of following that in those footsteps and that lineage of very authentic songwriters. And you've got a hell of a lot of time ahead of you as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how this new recording goes.
We'll see how it's. Like yesterday, we cut like seven songs. We had tracks for seven songs, and we're doing it with like. Which we're doing them in under three takes, and we're trying to record even now, like do like one take of a song that the drummer hasn't even heard. So it's just like you're just playing, kind of like you're just sort of reacting to each other, and like you know, just keep the tape rolling, and like in some cases we're not even rehearsing the songs, and then just playing them once through, and then we just move on, and we're actually just using that take.
And are these like how recently have you written these songs? Because you were saying you kind of tend to put them out pretty quickly. You put them
some of them
down.
Well, they're all like within the past like 4 or 5 months for sure.
Yeah,
they're all really kind of new. So I mean, I tried to sort of like with the last record, except for the, you know, in the case of one song, I tried to sort of like not re-record or revamp any songs from the last session. You know, I tried to sort of just abandon them. And yeah, and I've done that for every single one except for just one track. So I think for that one, it was like that song was mostly just, it still needed to be like written a little bit. And yeah, and I think now we've kind of got the tape that's like deserved.
Yeah. No, great. So that's a new album. And can we just get a reminder of the title again?
What's, the next record?
Yeah.
It's going to be called Young Canadians.
Young Canadians, yep. Yep. And should be out
by the
end of next year.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, cool. And plenty of touring ahead, no doubt. Keep going.
Plan, yeah. And I mean, like, we've definitely, this is kind of like the end of a summer of a lot of shows, you know? And then, yeah, I mean, it's just, I figured the way to top off, like, you know, four months of pretty steady touring was to try and make another record.
to Venice all the way. I can put two chords together, I just don't know what they're gonna say. And I've seen so many girls, it seems sometimes I don't even know my name. So I'm packing up a bag of clothes, and man, I'll be drinking all day. Me and her grew up together, then one day she up and disappeared. Time moves so quickly now, years go after years, go after years. Things can't reach a standstill when you're in a bar and picking up a beer. It's funny how when you get so shady, things become so clear. Oh. Dice and cigarettes for boys. Bartenders ain't pretty, when drinking is a habit, not a choice. You are like an angel, the clouds could move a mile to your voice. And I'm on the bottom, girl, a Chevrolet to your gold Rolls Royce.
Songs that came out of those tours, and you know, and I just think it's important to kind of keep momentum going and stay busy.
Yeah. Eamon McGrath, the hardest working man in Canadian rock and roll, and maybe one day in Australia, do you reckon?
The plan was to go to Australia and Japan at the end of this year, but it was just too difficult to get shows in Japan organized, because apparently the way they do it is totally different. You have to be like kind of imported in.
Oh,
which is a very Japanese style of you know. So you have to be asked and invited to come, and it's like an all expenses paid for kind of thing, where some promoter's going to make a bunch of money off you.
Yeah.
So until that happens, we probably won't get out to the east. But I mean, yeah, like hopefully by the end of 2011, Australia will be on our list too. So
yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, I look forward to playing more of the tunes, and hope Australian listeners look forward to Eamon touring one day. So, yeah.
That's the plan. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, thanks heaps, Stephen. It's been great chatting with you again, and
yeah,
we'll play some of the new music.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
Cool. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
So that's my interview there with Eamon McGrath. We played that in four parts over the last couple of weeks, and a couple of tracks also from his album Peacemaker. Eamon is, definitely, like I said in the interview, one of the hardest working men in Canadian rock and roll. And I reckon, well, maybe they're a tie. I don't know if who I'm about to play next is the second hardest man or if he's the hardest man. I don't know, but he works just as hard as Eamon, if not more. And it's Joey Only, who's from our own city here of Vancouver. So I thought I'd, in the theme of people who work hard for their music and tour consistently and really give it a go, I wanted to play a bit more of Joey Only from the Transgression Trail album. And it also fits in well, actually, with at the start of the show, if anyone has been listening since 11 when we played the Johnnies, that really interesting old cowpunk band from from Sydney. Joey Only, of course, is a country artist, folk country, outlaw country band. So I thought I'd play track 9, which is punk rock country band. So this is the Joey Only Outlaw Band towards the end of the show here on Strand, the Australian Canadian music show. So I hope you enjoy this.
1, 2, 1. Got a lot of enemies, got a lot of friends, and got a lot of warrants too. I smoke a lot of weed, I pull a lot of good deeds, I pull a lot of robberies too. I'm gonna be loud, I'm gonna be rude, my lyrics explicit and lewd. I got the punk rock country attitude. We're gonna start a punk rock country band. With my gun and my beer, I'll be having no fear. I got a big joint in my hand. And the assholes in Nashville fall in the goddamn sea. I'll still be picking my brand upon country.
Oi, 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 oi! Oi, 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 oi! Oi, 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 oi! Oi, 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 oi!
We got a lot of whiskey, got a lot of beer, and even got moonshine, too. When I get drunk before the show, I never know how we'll do. Just got back from a criminal spree, and the Mounties are looking for me. And I'm right here picking my brand upon country. We're gonna start a punk rock country band. With my gun and beer, I'll be having no fear. I got a big joint in my hand. And the assholes in Asheville fall in the goddamn sea. I'll still be picking my brand of punk rock tree.
Oi, 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 oi. 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 Oi, 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 oi.
We got a lot of shows to play in a row, and I really hope people go. I got a lot of speeding and top of tickets because we never die slow. We don't give a damn, we're a country punk band, right here will make us stand. Now you goddamn people start to dance and clap your hands.
Gonna start a punk rock country band.
With my gun and beer, I'll be having no fear, I got a big joint in my hand.
Till the assholes in Nashville fall, give me goddamn sweet, I'll still be picking my brand upon country. We're gonna start a punk rock country band. With my gun, I'll be having no fear, got a big joint in my hand. Ain't the assholes in Nashville fall in the goddamn sea.
I'll still be picking my brand of punk country.
Joey Only Outlaw Band there, and I thought that was, yeah, a really great track to play because I played the Johnnies at the start of the show, that great outlaw cowpunk band from Sydney, and we're getting pretty close to the end of the show, so we're just going to play this, and we'll be right back.
Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there? Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
My name's Matthew, and I'm playing for you some Australian and Canadian music here at the station based on UBC campus in Vancouver. The station is CITR 101.9 FM, and this is a weekly show of Australian Canadian music, and new Canadian music always comes towards the end of the show. So we just heard their Joey Only Outlaw Band, local band here from Vancouver, and Joey Only is constantly playing out and about and touring. Now, I wanted to get to Ray Spoon now because Ray Spoon has a new album out, and I've got to say that in my travels through Canada, I think Ray Spoon has been one of my greatest finds. I saw her play in Edmonton at a cafe up there, the Remedy Cafe, and to a packed house, and it was just extraordinary. Ray Spoon is from Calgary, just an amazing folk folk artist. Now, I don't really know what... I've heard this album is a little bit different in sound than Superior, You Are Inferior, that groundbreaking album she put out a few years ago. So it'll be interesting to hear what this sound is like. This is the new album, and it's called Love is a Hunter. So I'm going to play for you the first track, Death by Electro, and that'll bring us pretty close to the end of the show. So here's Ray Spoon, formerly of Calgary.
Death by Electro, baby, you're killing me. Death by Electro, baby, you're killing me. I've got what you need, but you don't see it in me. So I'll burn all my feelings in my secret room of longing. Oh, take me out tonight. Take me out tonight. Someplace I can't hear myself think. Take me out tonight. Take me out tonight. I don't wanna know.
Ah. is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Two tracks there from the latest Ray Spoon album, Love is a Hunter, to end the Australian-Canadian Music Show for this Monday. So you have yourself a fantastic day and fantastic week, and I hope you enjoyed learning about some Australian music and listening to brand new Canadian tracks. So here is Alternative Radio. I'm back next week. And don't forget, you can find the blog for the show, Oz Stranded, if you type that into Google. Okay, here's Alternative Radio. Bye for now.
The way to address these problems is not to agonize, but to organize. The way we should celebrate MLK Day is by following his example and learning through praxis. Learning by making mistakes. Because the problem is that we're living now with the consequences of other people's mistakes. It would be nice to be able to make our own and learn from them. And I think that that's tremendously important. I mean, that's the art of democracy. That's the art of citizenship.
That's Raj Patel, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Raj Patel on the art of democracy. Democracy, democracy, rule of the people. Origins in ancient Greece. In modern Greece, democracy is in the streets, with people protesting and resisting bank bailouts, wage and pension cuts, and structural adjustment. The U.S. loves democracy, so much so that it goes to war to impose it. Remarkable. Elections are an integral part of democracy. But what happens when results don't go Washington's way? They don't like it and have invaded, staged coups, or imposed sanctions and blockades. But if you're a U.S. favorite, you get a free pass, such as Karzai's rigged election in Afghanistan, or similar shenanigans in Central Asia, or the great Mubarak in Egypt. In the U.S., democracy is taken for granted, but do the two parties offer real choices? What about economic justice? Maybe it's time to examine the canvas and refine the art of democracy. Raj Patel is a visiting scholar at the Center for African Studies at the University of California at Berkeley, and a fellow at Food First. He's an advisor to the United Nations Special Rapporteur on the Right to Food. He's the author of Stuffed and Starved and The Value of Nothing. Raj Patel spoke in Seattle on Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
Let me just read you something from Dr. King's last speech at the Southern Christian Leadership Conference in 1967. And this is particularly poignant because today in America we have 49.2 million Americans going hungry. I'm sorry, that was last year. The figure this year will be higher. And so with that in mind, here's what Dr. King had to say in 1967. He said, "One day we must ask the question, why are there 40 million poor people in America? And when you begin to ask that question, you're raising questions about the economic system, about a broader distribution of wealth. And when you ask that question, you begin to question the capitalistic economy. And I'm simply saying that more and more, we've got to begin to ask the questions about the whole society. We are called upon to help discouraged beggars in life's marketplace. But one day, we must come to see that an edifice which produces beggars needs restructuring. It means questions must be raised. You see, my friends, when you deal with this, you begin to ask the question, who owns the oil? You begin to ask the question, who owns the iron ore? You begin to ask the question, why is it that people have to pay water bills in a world that is two-thirds water? These are questions that must be asked." This is the Martin Luther King who organized the Poor People's Campaign, right? This is the Martin Luther King who is shorn of his politics and whom we celebrate today. But this is the Martin Luther King who's asking questions, and that's what we need to be doing. Because it's very clear that we don't know how to value our world. The example that seems to be capturing people's imaginations at the moment is this example that I use in the book of a hamburger. We come across a hamburger at our local burger joint and it's, what, $4. But if you, I mean, the feature of a market providing you something for $4 is a mask. A great deal is hidden from us in the way that we price and value things. With hamburgers, a group of Indian researchers a little while ago did the math, and they figured, look, if this hamburger comes from land that once upon a time used to be rainforest, in other words, you know, you'll remember in the 80s there was all this talk about how the rainforest was being chopped down and pasture put in its place and cows being grazed on it, and those cows were turned into hamburgers. Well, if you put a value on